Farming in California's Central Valley can have its challenges, however, can also provide the right soil and climate for bountiful crops. This family, though, faced a new obstacle directed at a specific group of people, and it's today's American countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
Mary L. Tsukamoto was born in Florin, California, near Sacramento in 1937. Her grandparents immigrated to the U.S. in the late 1800s.
We raised grapes and strawberries, and by the late 1930s, many of the Japanese farmers and farmers in general were feeling that they were just on the brink of coming out of the Depression.
In fact, as the 1940s began, many farmers in the Florin, California area were paying off mortgages and moving ahead financially.
In 1942, it was the best crop that we had. People had worked hard. We knew that the harvest for strawberries would begin in April.
But a few months earlier, Pearl Harbor had been bombed, and soon after, President Roosevelt signed an order that would affect Mary L.'s life on the farm.
Executive Order 9066 gave authorization for John DeWitt, who was in charge of the Third Army Security, which is the West Coast. Only the people of Japanese ancestry living in John DeWitt's jurisdiction were removed.
The first to be forced from their homes were fishermen in Southern California in the spring of 1942.
We kind of watched it. You know, it came from Southern California, and at first it looked like, oh, it's going to be only this part, and we kept hoping we would not be in that group that would have to leave. You kind of felt as though something was going to happen.
And it soon did. With 2 weeks' notice, they were forced from their farm. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Sacramento, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.